This is KNKX. All this week, in an effort to bring you more stories about Indigenous peoples, we've been sharing stories from the podcast Seedcast. Yesterday, we heard from Marciano Sanchez. He and his family were displaced from their homeland in Oaxaca, Mexico, when he was a child, and ended up harvesting berries in the Skagit Valley. When we left off, field laborers had founded the first Indigenous Farm Workers Union in Washington State. Now, in part two of the story, we hear Marciano tell Seedcast's Jessica Ramirez how he went from farm worker to union organizer. We also hear from Edgar Franks, political director at Familias Unidas por la Justicia. It's 2018 when the story begins.
As all this was happening, everyone else in the farm worker community knew what was going on. They saw it all over the news. I as well saw what was going on, and you know, we were all just, you know, looking at them, just seeing how they were helping change, you know, the whole system here in Washington State.
After witnessing what the workers at Sukuma Brothers Farm could do, it was no surprise that Marciano and his fellow co-workers knew they could demand for better working conditions. So they went home and created a plan.
On that first day of the strike, we all gathered at my parents' place, and we discussed, like, what are we going to do for tomorrow? And we talked about, it's like, well, let's get in contact with the union. If this needed to drag out, they knew that Familias Unidas would have their backs. They were having a big event where we just met up with them, told them what was going on, and that we needed their support. On the second day, they came and supported us on the strike. We came to an agreement with the grower, and we went back to work.
Familias Unidas helped them secure safer work conditions, which included having the grower drop the eviction threats and provide safety equipment, like glasses.
I stayed in contact with Ramon Torres, who is the president of the union. And he would also come by to where we lived maybe once a week to just check up on us. Every time he would come by, he would talk to me, and we would discuss, you know, what I was interested in doing, or and if I was interested in joining the union to become an organizer.
The union hired him because there was a big need to communicate a lot of the contract information in a clear way so farm workers can understand that on a daily basis. So we had a big void to fill, and Marciano speaking English, Spanish, and Mixteco, coming from a family that's really respected, also unique to the union, you know, using a lot of their cultural traditions and in the meetings and everything.
Like many Indigenous peoples, this cultural relevancy and understanding of Indigenous culture means that one person represents many. And in the case of a union that represents Indigenous farm workers, one farm worker represents almost an entire community.
It's like a whole family is taking part in a union. So it becomes more participatory. There's more meaning behind the decision. You know, the implications are bigger than just one person and one vote. That there's actually is going to affect not a union, but it's going to affect a community that's outside of the union as well.
The workers' organizing goes way beyond negotiating a work contract.
And now we see this union like growing and maturing and, you know, leading in a lot of ways, using the knowledge that they have to benefit their community and not just themselves. You know, they're changing the way that we think of farm workers.
Workers started a farm together, Cooperativa Tierra y Libertad. They harvest berries and plant other foods there. as well as tend to a few animals on site.
Your employer shouldn't be the only place where you can like touch the dirt. You want to have it more of a spiritual and cultural connection to it because that's where we come from.
They are recreating a community and as much as possible, replicating what home is to them.
A whole community has been, you know, pretty much displaced for a lot of reasons from their homelands. You know, and then trying to figure out a respectful way of doing it here where we're not displacing other indigenous people or disrespecting the land. The workers, I think, are very mindful of that, that this is the land of somebody else and that we must be respectful.
The farm workers from Familias Unidas por la Justicia have had some incredible wins.
We have a union that's, you know, really aggressive and forward-thinking and progressive and using the contract and the organizing to open up more avenues of change for farm workers.
They have taken the grower that they work for to court, not only changing the environment for the farm that they work at, but also for every single farm, for every farm worker in Washington State. I mean, huge, big strides where now they get paid for rest breaks and even get paid for overtime. The amount of self-determination and understanding that these workers had to move through in order to transform the system that was not benefiting them is really powerful to witness.
Throughout the years, they've been learning to speak up more and more. And a big part of that had to do with Familias Unidas existing.
That story from the Seedcast podcast. You can find a longer version of that conversation and other episodes of Seedcast wherever you get your podcasts.